Some of these letters might be short, and some might be long. I'll keep sending them, though, so you'll know all about what's going on while you're away. It must be lonely there. Maybe I can keep you company. Write back soon. Love, Evie. P.S. I miss you. Thursday, June 21st. Dear Scylla, I've checked the mailbox the past 2 days, but I still haven't gotten a letter from you. I wasn't that surprised, though. Virginia's pretty far from Massachusetts. I wonder if the mailman, or mailwoman, will even be able to find Aunt Maureen's farm. Remember that time 2 years ago when we drove to Disney World and stopped at the farm on the way to Florida? Dad's GPS broke somewhere in New York. Then he missed the exit in Virginia. We had to buy an actual map at a gas station to find our way to Aunt Maureen's. While Dad was trying to read the map, and Mom teased him for being directionally impaired, we had lunch in the parking lot of that gross gas station, on a picnic table covered with sticky grape juice, or something else sticky that I don't want to think about. You ate those weird cheese and crackers, where you spread the orange cheese with a little red plastic stick, and I had a stick of beef jerky because you dared me to. It was so salty that I needed 2 bottles of water to get the taste out of my mouth. I was so glad.